Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Let's Talk About from Style Canada. And let me tell you, we're talking. Let's face it, we talk a lot. We talk about things we love, hot topics, and anything in between. But what about the things we don't talk about? What about the things we want to know, but don't know how to ask? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Let's expand our horizons. Let's talk about it. Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, let's talk about building a career with Anna D'Amore. See, Anna, I said that nice in Italian for you. So Anna has been in the beauty industry for over 31 years. She's a professionally trained brow guru, skincare specialist, master makeup artist, medical esthetician, and a product formulator at Truvy Beauty. Anna, we're so happy to have you here with us today.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Yeah, I should have also added a really good friend now. So we were just chatting back and forth before about our date.
We do what we do best, right? Let's do it. Pour a cup of coffee.
Yeah, chat. Exactly. So we actually featured you back in Style Canada probably 3 or 4 years ago. So I guess you would have been at like around the 25 year mark of business, still pretty impressive. But when you and I were chatting about, you know, having you on the podcast, I think the first thing that came to mind for both of us, well, maybe the first thing was beauty, but then the second thing was this idea that you'd been in business for 3 decades, which in a time, I think, where we think success happens overnight, or you're gonna get that one video that's gonna go viral on TikTok and be a star. We both thought it'd be very cool to kind of talk about, you know, trials and tribulations of building a career in that time. So why don't we start with a little bit of your journey just at the beginning, like what your base was? I know you have like a background in business and marketing, and kind of take us through how you ended up here anyway.
Absolutely. Again,
because it's a,
it's a highlight. It's a big, 31 years into a matter of 30 minutes. It's a little tough, but we can do it. We can definitely do it. So yeah, as you mentioned, so business is my background. I've raised in a strong working entrepreneurial family. It seemed natural, obviously, even for me. I've loved it as a little girl, putting up, you know, making people would play kitchen and teacher. I would play store. And so anyway, it was a natural kind of like flow to go and study accounting. Loved the marketing. Should have actually flipped that around and do marketing as a major. But anyway, who knew? But that goes to say that education will never be taken away. So the more you have on your belt, the better. So anyway, from that, educational wise, I went forward doing that, but I always had the passion about taking care of people, making them feel better with one small change. And I was that teenager that the money I would make, I would spend on beauty magazines, and I would do tear sheets and accumulate. I love the fashion models, the time of super models and all that type of thing. And I would get a little bit of makeup that I would buy and just practice. And I just fell in love. So, and the whole thing, you know, you try a new lipstick or something on your eyes and you're like, wow, look at that. The expression on people's faces when doing that really kind of triggered something for me. So, not to say secretly, but I thought, you know, I'm going to check in to see professional makeup artist training. What can be entailed? Does it have to be a full time? Can I do it since I was doing it my schooling? You know, like I thought, you know, I was always a go getter, 7 days a week doing something, hasn't stopped. I just still do that
still
today.
Are, yeah,
yeah, still are. And so, Anyway, so what I did was I looked into it to a pro school in Toronto, and they said, look, it, you can also do it part-time because, you know, you are in post-secondary. And I'm like, hey, I can do this. Well, and it's funny. And here I am as a young, you know, I was actually a late teenager because university for me started 17 going on 18 years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I went and I enrolled and I would do the weekend and post during the week, weekend study and start creating on makeup. And it was a time when industry was still a little backwards thinking, oh, you're going into beauty? That you're not smart enough? What are you talking about? Anyway, prove that wrong. So I got my certification pro study and we had to do a lot of faces, but I thought, well, how do we do that? And anyway, progressed, loved it. Got how many, again, before the whole influencer time, before getting all these models,
right,
before we took pictures of everyone, I was doing up friends and I was doing up family and I loved it. And anyway, so that kept going and I got opportunities to do some pretty cool fashion shows. And one major one, her name was Jacqueline. She, we were doing it behind the scenes back then when fashion, remember Fashion Life was doing huge fashion shows in Toronto and I was able to be backstage and I fell in, into place with a girl, that makeup artist. She was also an esthetician and side by side working with her, she was talking about skincare and how she really cared for this one particular model she was looking after. And later after the show, I, you know, pulled her aside and I said, like, I'm intrigued. I mean, you know so much about the skin and all that. So she goes, oh, I'm also an esthetician. And I'm like, well, that's all it took for me. I was like, hey, I want to know more. Anyway, long story short, I wanted to add that to my belt. So it kept growing from that. The more I learned, the more I fell in love and I wanted to see how I can take business into this beauty industry and go from there, all the while still trying to listen to this negativity. Well, I'm not listening to it, but I'm blocking it out, that the beauty industry, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be a starving artist. Like, what are you doing? I proved them wrong.
Sorry, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I proved them wrong. I mean, basically, like now, 31 years later, people are like, whoa. And when I say people, I'm talking people close to me and that were like, wow, I feel bad doubting you, because it's not just, you know, putting lipstick. It's not about just, you know, doing styling, or it is about building a business. And I proved it.
And I feel like it's funny listening to you talk. It's interesting because I feel like in some ways our stories are like a little parallel. We both did business, but I knew, and it sounds like maybe you did as well, I knew I didn't want to go into like consumer products, or like I knew when I did business, I wanted to be passionate about the business. Right. And so for me, that was fashion. For you, that was beauty. And yeah, it ends up the reality of, especially now, what you've built in your career and your business, you do need that business background if you're going to succeed. Because you see in both of our industries, likely, and you can share about your experience, but you see creatives that maybe don't have that business kind of piece and that background, and they might not be making, as you know, be as successful financially anyway, because you do need that like right and left brain. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Absolutely. No, and I agree. I agree. You know, when I started, it definitely was a great help, having that knowledge, because I can sit with my accountants and understand spreadsheets and all that. I totally knew that, in the beginning, of course, I was doing my own books, right? Again, I'm educated in that. I can do it. It'd be too much, because then, you know, you would sit, but that knowledge, speaking in front of my accountants, my bookkeepers, I understood what was happening with that financial statement. So yes, we definitely did. Today, I'm noticing it is amazing that those that are just creatives right from the get-go, there are people out there that can help them with everything. Okay. So sometimes, yes, education, always, as much as you can get it. But rest assured, if you are just that creative, because not everyone works with left and right brain, right? And so we need to be, I want to bring that creativity forward. How can I do that in business? I'm lacking on maybe how to financially report that to our government, etc. So there are the professionals out there that can help. Yes, we are more in a benefit when you have both, mm-hmm. but still doable when you are the creative person, right? Because you have people too that that one girl that I work with, that she is a magic with, you know, English in not that verbally. I mean, writing skills. Like, I mean, the creativity of putting someone's thoughts onto paper and making it, you know, magazine ready. And she says, "But I can do this in no time at all. But Anna, I'm not able to do that because I can't use that part of my brain, mm-hmm. right?"
Well,
No, that's okay. We go all over the place anyway. That's okay. Go for it.
No, what I was going to say is I think that's probably, you know, when you look at what's changed since you started your business and for people starting a business now.
Yes.
And in building that career, I would think that some of the changes are that there's certain tools out there that make it probably a little more accessible. I don't want to say easier because but more accessible in terms of like social media, et cetera. Can you, what are some of those things that you think that exist today that didn't exist for you?
100%. So as starting off in as makeup, I mean, it wasn't about, hey, I'm going to take a before and after picture. We didn't think that. It was do the face, do the project, off they go. And they would send us back a call sheet and say, you know, they would sign it if it was a model. People, the young ones going on, the bridal parties, they would send it to us. We'd put it in a big 8x10 portfolio and we would have that. So I've got books galore. What has changed today is all digital. Benefit, you know, it's awesome because, I mean, you've got that instant photo, you can see, you know, and a lot of altering, unfortunately, does happen too, but, you know, but you can cut and paste and make it the size you want. We didn't have that then. You know, we were pulling out our cannons and taking pictures of these things and documenting every face we did. We just were basically do it and go. Mm-hmm. Today, they have the availability of doing that. The world of social media, I'm like, that's why I source that out. I'm not 100. I love learning, but it's something beyond. I'm thinking, I'm so glad I have that accessible to me through Mia, my virtual assistant, because I'm not savvy like that. I am so hands-on. I'm so old school. So 30 years ago, we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. Definitely wasn't there. Okay. Yeah. We had our camera and we never really took pictures. So that's that. Internet was even before we just started getting the internet stuff, right? Like, I mean, I sound like I'm from cave time, but this is what happens 30 years ago.
It's funny how fast it is.
I mean, I'm flashing through pictures and we've been doing some little stories up with her and she's like, oh my gosh, get this picture. Look at that. I'm like, yeah, look at the lighting. Cause we didn't have that. So then, you know, and then it's so funny because all that type of thing. And it was newspaper print. It was magazine, hard copy. You know, you'd flip the set, wanted to be in center page. You wanted front page, those kind of things. It's such a difference. But things now for the creatives going out there, say only like hands-on, we're not even talking consumer goods, products, etc. They are able to run a business with the talent they have. A phone, right? And then all this TikTok, like really, like you just said, you can place a picture up right away and start, and you get 100,000 views. Who was able to reach 100,000 unless you're spending huge money on the beauty magazines?
You know, it's crazy how much that's changed when you look back. I taught a course in social media at one point, and just like looking back, this is more related to fashion, the history of fashion, of what fashion used to be and what fashion shows used to be versus what they are now and accessible on your phone. Like, it's just, I don't think, you know, we have some younger people on the team, I don't think they realize just how big of a change that all has been, right? And so, kind of interesting. Is there anything else? Like, I'd imagine, obviously, in your specific field of beauty, like that has changed a lot too. Cause I remember those magazines that you're talking about in the 90s, like YM and like that, that genre of magazine, right? And those don't exist anymore, but there was very much like one type of girl in that magazine. So can you speak to a little bit about how just the change in your industry has also impacted your career?
Absolutely. So hard copy, I love it because I've kept a lot of the publications that I was quoted in some work. I represented a lot of things for me was not only the creative part of it. I did then proceed to move into consumer. Like when I say consumer, it wasn't direct consumer meant, did you find me in a magazine? We didn't have an online store. It was through the advertisements. They would call our 1-800 numbers because I was also a Canadian distributor for a large Italian brand. I had a distribution company. I sold direct, or we would visit salons and spas with equipment changes and all that type of thing. So it changed by, we would get phone calls. It would be the 1-800, hey, let's call a distribution company. And we would go knocking on doors to these salons. Today, how it changed, my gosh, you get, it's in your DMs, you get Facebook message, you get Instagram message, and online, of course, because then you're powered through the direct to consumer, because they people, no matter what, globally want to try something. I think you reached it amazingly when all of a sudden you're here in Canada and we get an inquiry in Australia. I'm thinking, well, oh my gosh, like I went full circle around the world, right?
Yeah.
And so that has definitely changed. I miss the contact on the phone, to tell you the truth, Elise. I like to talk. So the 1-800, we would call and we would, you know, work through the product information, send packages in the mail, see what their needs and wants are, and explaining the features and benefits other than just have them scripted online. That has changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And the trade show is still in existence. That was from then, and it's still happening now because people need to, regardless, I noticed with the direct to consumer online, people still need, and I'm a consumer that likes to try on shoes. Yeah. I like to go in and touch and feel a jacket. Into the beauty industry, and you're investing to grow your business, you need to see the product, or you need to see a certain modality in your hand. It's doable over online, but that has changed. The hands-on in going to digital, truly a difference, a different play now.
And yeah, definitely. So you mentioned you were part of had a beauty distribution company as well. So you were doing makeup, getting into skincare, the distribution. What was the next kind of step in that? Because I'm curious to understand where your own line kind of fell into play.
Absolutely.
And how that evolved.
Oh yeah. And that has been something. So again, you probably do have that magical book that you have your ideas jotted down I'll get to it, you know, points. And so anyway, doing this distribution, again, there was an amazing line that I looked at, and I over time was able to make amazing connections over in Europe through this company, working with the University of Bologna. There was a dermatologist. There's different chemists over time that I have so much information that I had gathered over time. And, you know, note-taking and learning and developing protocols for these companies and different salons and spas. So that knowledge became my knowledge, but I wanted a different take on it, because what was happening US-based versus what was happening here in North America, the demographic and the product, things are a little bit different. And when I say that, they love their parfum, they love their richness and heaviness, where our North American markets like something lighter yet active. So I took notes over all these years, and through me being hands-on, and I built a very vast client base, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of them, you learn as you go. And many have told me over time, you know what, how is it that you don't have something bottled yet? And I'm like, well, it takes a while. It takes a lot of funding. And I said, one day. So anyway, fast forward, there was a little bit of change in my career from when I had my own studio distribution. At one point, when we did have a major economical crash, I was fortunate enough to have that distribution being bought. So that was like a saving situation for us. And I went into corporate work. And when I say corporate, I was able to consult and then get picked up by a major hospitality brand to build an amazing property. And actually, it was local. And it gave me time to take care of that, but really hone on to what was going to happen next. I'm always that forward thinking person. Like, it's growing on your career. It, you know, you can't stop it, or else we're, you know, you want to grow. And that was me all the time. I think, and it's not going to just stop here. So corporate was cool. Almost did 10 years with that. And it finally reached a time that I need a little of a break. Mm-hmm. My children, I have two beautiful girls, and I was being pulled in so many directions. Tony is really supportive, my husband, and he's saying, like, you know what, do what you love. And I know it's that, but you also, you know, are being torn, right? So I decided anyway, take a break from corporate. And during that, investing into myself again, I hired a business coach. I was doing seminars, all that kind of thing. And it was the one saying, and I'll say it here and save some people a lot of money. And she says to me, that my coach, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Because mm-hmm. I told her about this magical book I have that has this plan. And she's like, what are you waiting for? I'm like, whoa, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm waiting for. And so I finished the session with this coach. And I looked at it and I'm like, I'm going to do it. So then I proceeded forward. Right. And Truby Beauty was born, and that was coined about basically for me. It had a lot of meaning because Truby is true, is the first T-R-U. Mm-hmm. And life, I'm an Italian girl, and life in Italian is vita, cut it in half, true V. I had to be true to myself, and there how true V was born. True to myself, cool. And true to my, it's, yeah, thank you. My lawyer said the same thing, because right away I called and it trademarked that, so it's a trademark brand and out throughout here. And he's like, that's pretty neat. I said, well, it has so much meaning. And the belief behind what true V is that we've been complicating over my time of a career. The one key thing that I'm going to say here, the complications, we've complicated the beauty business, in my opinion. It started very simply, okay, when we were using less product. Then the industry showed more and more. And then the customers wanted to try more and then always seemed to go back to simplicity. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, right? Because they're like, do I really need 18 steps in the morning? I have no time to even wash my face.
It's, yeah. So,
okay. Am I right?
I've been sitting, I'm relating because I was in a beauty presentation last week. And I'm like, it was one of the bigger companies. I won't say the name, yeah. But like, I was overwhelmed by just the amount of product right? And yes. I get sent stuff often and find it overwhelming by even the amount, like I can't physically get through all and try all the things that we get because we've made everything so like this side of your eyebrow or like this is for like this line of your lip, like so specific, or you're going to put your lipstick and then your liner and then your lipstick and then your gloss and then your primer. Like, I don't, yes. So agreed.
Yeah. Those notes, trust me, have been in my magical green book. Okay. That's what I have. I have a magical green book. My girls know, my husband knows the green book is there and they know within that's like the book of wizardry. What is in that? Okay. So anyway, yes. Customers are like, I am fed up. What is up with that? I'm like, well, you know, again, we are brought a problem. So we want a solution. You are complaining about fine lines. There's this problem, just exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing, and I've, you know, the Truby Beauty is coined simplified beauty. Now we have a few SKUs, it covers a few things. Acne has been a big thing because I in my time, have helped clients get through that. And when I say holistically, again, let's look at the whole picture because within that, those years of me studying, trust me, there is study on holistic skincare that I went to. There is certifications. I can't even tell you. I can wallpaper where I'm sitting right now with all these kind of things. Okay. Cause I've invested so much time and in time, money, and just cause I'm so passionate about it. And I think you can kind of hear that from my voice. For sure. I just love this industry. I love this industry so much. And it is gone. It's gone. It's just exploded into so many different things, but doesn't mean an explosion is a good thing. Sometimes, you know, that's my opinion. I mean, I can go head to head with a lot of people and I have like, it's like, guys, where are we going? Where are we going with this industry? Have we thought about where it's taking people? Because there's some people now, I mean, this is a whole nother topic. I mean, and we just do podcasts every day, at least. And I don't think we'd ever get through all these different things that I can talk about. Where where are we going even mentally with some people? I have young people that I still see because I still practice 3 days a week hands-on, because I miss, you know, I would miss it too much if I didn't have a headquarters. And I see them getting younger and younger with things that I'm like, why are you doing this type of treatment? And right. They're like, because I was told I need it. From who? Not yet. You're only 18. You're only 19. You don't need certain things. And I won't mention it on this talk because, you know, like I said, that is a whole nother can of worms that we can get.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Into.
Well, and that's, like, I think in some ways, you know, just to wrap up the beauty industry piece of it, I think in some ways we've, you know, come far from that, what the Young and Modern magazine days, and that we have a lot of diversity and and different faces and different body types and everything like that in the beauty industry. But then on the flip side, or the next step of that, I guess, we've become very obsessed with our looks. And I think, you know, there's a whole phenomenon of being on Zoom and cosmetic surgery with that and all of that. So I can see how it's kind of gone from one to the other to the next, and who knows kind of what comes next with it. But I want to go back to something you mentioned about, and I don't want to, it didn't sound like it was a pause in your career because you went, you were corporate for that decade. So I don't want to say a pause because you were obviously probably still very busy, but like, can you talk a little bit about, because I don't think enough people talk about just giving yourself the time to like reflect on what the next step is in your business, right? Like, I don't think we do that enough. Like, I don't think we let ourselves sort of sit and think, okay, what comes next? Like, what did that look like for you?
So that pause between my corporate and then going back
starting hands-on.
So it was something, and I'm telling you, when that pause did happen, I was away for 2 weeks. We had a family wedding in Italy. And you know what it was? It was finally letting go of, because we did the cell phones, the connection with people all the time. Because I had a big group that I was looking after at a hospitality property, and I'm that type of person, you know, it's me doing that thinking I can't, well, what do you mean? It's the sink's going to ship if the captain's not. I'm thinking, wait a second. Not that I was being micromanaged. I wanted to make sure that the successes were always there. And like, oh, what do you, we think we can do, we have to do everything. It took me to be across the pond and to only have my children and extended family there, really realizing that the world's not going to fall apart without you. Mm-hmm. So for me, I needed that little bit of a disconnect. And so that pause was meant to be. So I said, well, anyway, from that was 2 weeks. And then I decided coming back home in the plane, actually, I nudged my husband to say, you know what? I think this 2 weeks was really what I needed to say, I'm going to take a sabbatical and look at really what my life, how my life needs to go next. Because I've done lots up to this point and I have that magical book. And I think I'm going to look at now and set me as priority with this family. And I think it's time for me to really hone down and grow my career into this next fork in the road, I guess. It took me being away. So and if I'm saying anything to anybody listening out there and you're in the same boat, like, oh my gosh, I'm burning candles on both ends. Unplug for a little bit. For real life, it works. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. You know how sometimes your computer is kind of like, oh, it's got that thinking circle. Unplug it. And that's what it took me. It took me to go across 2 weeks, unplug, and then really realize deep down that there's more than us being 24/7 looking after something. And the success is there, but I was, you know, you're doing it for, you know, other companies. Putting my dream on hold. It wasn't on hold. It was just on a pause. I'm not going to blame corporate world for any of that. It's just on a pause because the one thing, and we can continue at another conversation I love is it's fear. It's a 4-letter F word. Mm-hmm. It really was. And mm-hmm. I think I was kind of like scared thinking, oh, come on, who's going to buy my stuff? Who's going to do, you know, who's going to believe in this stuff that I've, you know, put together? Wow, and I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because I mentioned to you before that last night we were at the RBC Woman of Influence Canadian Woman Entrepreneur Awards Gala. And one of, I think it was the founder of Wander, the resort up in Prince Edward County, her video came up and it struck me and the person that I was sitting next to. And that idea of like, there is literally never the right time. And you touched on that earlier. So I kind of wanted to go back to that. And I wish I remembered the verbiage of what it was, but sometimes the universe will kind of like maybe nudge you a little bit. Like maybe the universe was nudging you in that 2 weeks off. But at the end of the day, there's never the right time to sort of go forward with something. Right. And you do have to take a little bit of that risk. So you kind of had that settle, like, what did that feel like for you? Like, okay, this wasn't the right time, but like, what was it? Was there one thing that like really pushed you or was it yourself that was like, I just need to do this. Like
I trust me, all three of them were sleeping in this airplane coming back home. I wasn't because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, look at it. I was reflecting how amazing it was, how it felt to be off. What really pushed me, like it was seeing my kids asleep and I was able to, you know, there, they were rested. They had an amazing 2 week time and all we do, and you know, as a mother, I'm thinking I'm doing this for them. I'm doing it for me, but really the treasures come to help them. Two young girls, they have their dreams too. And I mean, and that's why our parents, you know, for me, they work for us. They're thinking we want to give you more than what we have. Mm-hmm. Right. I wanted to show my girls, not even just give them the treasures. I want to show them that as a mom, as a corporate lady, as an entrepreneur, that you can do it and be successful, be the, you know, whatever dream it was. So it took that. And I was going to leave a corporate job that was everything there. I mean, it was salary and benefits coming from self-employment. I had no benefits. Emma's leaving a lot on the table. But again, I had support system and two healthy, happy children that I need to help look after and have them grow too. And it was unplugging. I'm telling, I don't even know where to go. I just keep going back to that because what it took was me finally saying I needed a break and to unplug, because what's going to happen next is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, I definitely relate to that idea of like the universe kind of pushing you in a little way, that unplugging and taking time. Mm-hmm. And I think as entrepreneurs, like we need to constantly hit the reset, right? Like, and I'm just thinking of myself. I'm like, oh, I should be building in like a pause every year, whether maybe it's not 2 weeks in Italy, although I wish it was, but maybe it could be like 4 days, you know, up by the lake or something like that. Yeah.
Because it's our job.
Yeah.
You kind of do. At least it has to. Yeah. It has to. Sometimes, you know, and we're better at, hey, do as I say than what I do, because I'm the same person. You know how many times a day I say to clients that are fighting burnout and I, you know, I'm not sure if I can handle this. And what I tell them too is just sit back, pour yourself a tea, coffee, whatever it is, and really think about it. Whatever you're doing up to this point, are you happy? And mm-hmm. I'm not saying I was not happy. I was just starting to feel that burnout, because I'm thinking, again, we are superwomen. We need to make sure we're doing everything. You know, I can't get a house cleaner. I got to do it myself. I got to do this myself. It was becoming overwhelming, you know, and things suffer. So the universe, I think there was an intervention of a little bit more. I think so. That universe was saying, hello, it's time to you to take that break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
how do you, cause you know, you mentioned that piece of being superhuman and, you know, when you have a career, you have a family, all those things, like how do you like get out of your head about that? Cause I feel like as I get older, I do realize how much more and more women do, right? Like it's kind of crazy. And sometimes I think we need to go, maybe not back to gender roles, but to roles anyway, in some way, in terms of like, who handles outside, who handles inside of the house or something like that, because it is a lot, right? Like how do you, and I don't think there's a specific, you know, answer to this question, but are there any kind of things that you've done, and maybe it is getting the cleaning lady, right, to sort of help you continue to build this brand whilst having a family and a home and all of these other things?
Well, I don't have a cleaning lady. So that's the whole thing. No, I don't. And I don't. And you know what? Again, because I'm that A personality, I got to do it myself, right? I don't have a cleaning aid. I cook, you know, we do that, but you know what works? And you know what, in how my business then has been structured right from the get-go, by appointment. And people that know me as their brow queen, the people that know me as their skin specialist, people that know me as Truby Beauty, I am by appointment only. And so within this home, we're four of us. Not that we're by appointment with that. We are very, we're a structured, fun family. We do that, but we have all the understanding that to be successful, and we're raising two girls that one day they're going to be on their own. We're raising these two girls, and we need to get them. The first rule, I don't know, maybe you grew up the same way. What do? You make your bed, right?
Yeah.
Make your bed. You can't leave, because then so you start off like that. There is a routine like that. That's the first successful thing. It's been said, it's been coined. First successful thing is make your bed in the morning. The rest of the day will go well. Okay. Yeah. And so from that, this is how this house runs, is that we are a busy family. My husband's an entrepreneur. My children are studying. They're doing, you know, so we know to be a well-oiled machine, we all need to work together. So I think how it happens and how we do it all is having organization, right? We're organized, scheduled family.
It's a good point. Like I think there's a point in your 20s, and maybe you found this in your career, but I definitely did. There's a point in your 20s, I feel like, where you don't have routine, right? Like you're traveling and you're like building your career at the same time. You're dating, you're like out having fun. You're staying out and drinking too much on the weekend. But then you get into like your 30s and into your 40s, maybe later 30s, early 40s and beyond. And you're kind of like, okay, to actually have the things that I want to have, I do need routine, right? Yes. Like you need to have that, like, and for me, it's like, I go for the same vitamins in the morning, the same breakfast, like those little things. It's got to a point where sometimes I like will have not a uniform, but like I wear similar things, or I know the outfits that go good together, kind of thing. So if I need to throw something on,
So, because you kind of need that if you're going to do all of the other things, right?
100%. And I live by it. And I, my work is based on that. Think about it. They're like, what do I, when I have a client that, you know, I do virtual skin analysis, or you're in front of me, how, and the big question, I want good skin. So there need to be a routine, right? Need to do the thing. You need, and sometimes you need to change that routine because a blemish shows up and we have to alter that, but be ready for that. So when there is a routine, you also have to have a little bit of a blip in that little routine to say, in case something happens, what's my fallback
contingency rule? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it. And the same as how do you run a business, have a family, husbands, dogs, cats, whatever it is, there's got to be a routine. If not, it's pure chaos. And yeah, when we're younger, we had to, and that's where you're growing. You need to know that, you know what, I'm going to stay out late 3 nights in a row, and you've got some type of like paper, or you're preparing your thesis, you've got to get on it, right? I mean, there is something, consequences to doing all that kind of stuff, right? So that's okay. Did we learn from that? Yay, we did. That's awesome. Yeah. So now let's do that. Now, if we continuously make mistakes and we keep fumbling and you make it known, well, I mean, things are going to happen to that too, right? So routine is imperative. You make appointments, like when you call up your girlfriends and say, hey, we're going out on this date. It's an appointment, and you make it happen, and it's successful and fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like keeping those commitments too. And I was going to ask, as kind of our last question before we wrap up, is, you know, 3 decades in the business, what are those kind of tips and tricks, or what do you think has made you successful? Maybe routine is one of those things. It sounds like support of like your family might be one of those things as well for you.
Yeah. And that's one thing it's very fortunate, because I know a lot of friends and colleagues that don't, and I'm going to say, enough for nothing, kudos to the my husband, that he's always been like, again, someone telling you, boyfriend, family, sister, mother, father, to say, you know what, you got your, this is what your goal is. You can do it, and do it. There's, you know, and you might find a hurdle, face it and see what you can do. So I have that support system. That's awesome. But in what it is, and to tell the people out there what has been, there's not just one thing, but it's always been about keeping that straight line in the business of through being true to that customer, following up on the customers that are inquiring, you know, about your business. Could it be appointment to come see you, or it could be a product that you're selling. The follow-up is really important. And I found that those two things, being truthful and following up, it equaled success. Mm-hmm. And it's still continuing to be successful to me. It's not that hard when you follow that little formula. And
it's
what it is.
Yeah.
It's very important. How, you know, you've got that email full of people inquiring about something, and if you let it go, you just never know. If you just take time to answer back, someone could be not like it. I'm not looking for this today, and thank you so much. Follow up on it. I mean, as long as it's not spam, right? Like or scams, right? But
no,
I mean,
but it's true.
Follow up is, to me, has always been, I think, one of the key things for me as a, not only salon owner, you know, product of a company and et cetera. It's always about the follow up. Just have closure on something, like yes or no. What else? Inquire. Or that one time you answer back, guess what, Elise? It's going to be some major cool thing that's going to happen in your life, right?
Yeah, very true. And it's funny, the things that you're saying, I just want to, for everyone listening, the things that you're saying are things that, having worked with you, you are very much like that. You are like true and fair. You definitely are thorough and follow up and responsive. I feel like you're like on it. And those are things that, you know, I do see a lot of businesses. I do see a lot of startups in what we do. And, you know, the people that do have that just ability to respond even, or to have that follow-up, are, I think, the ones that ultimately end up with 3 decades in a career, right? And in a business. Because those that don't, you're kind of like, oh, you're missing that opportunity. I understand it's overwhelming at some points in time, but like, even for me, if I forget about something for a couple of weeks, I go back to it and apologize and like try to move it forward from there. Cause there's always going to be maybe the thing here and there, but you're right. That responsiveness, that follow-up,
and that I think that passion and that fairness really come across in everything about today.
Thank you. I mean, and you know what? And I never apologize for talking so much because that's just one thing I do. So. And I have fun doing it, but I appreciate that. And it's true. I speak my truth, right? I mean, and sometimes, right, we can hit a nerve on someone and like, wow, I didn't want to hear that. Well, it's not that, you know, this is what I'm experiencing and this is how it's working for me, you know, and throughout the time, it's not, I've had a lot of rocky roads in there too. Don't get me wrong. It's not been all beautiful, high gloss lipstick and highlighter. Trust me. Yeah. It's been a lot of tears. I mean, I was a very young entrepreneur opening up my first, you know, salon and what do you mean there's no clients today? I opened the door. Isn't it supposed to be full? Right? But guess what? And it'll happen. And, you know, rent was going out the door and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh. And, but patience and it happened. And now I'm at 31 years. I, you know, like there's so much that has happened. And like I said to people listening out there, guys, it's not all, you know, smelly roses and all that kind of stuff, man. There's been a lot of tears in Kleenex and that kind of thing and overwhelm and people taking advantage because of being young. Don't let that, I always say, don't let that stop you. Don't let it, because there is the next step and it's successes. Yeah. And as long as you use a key formula, always follow up.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like that, that idea of keeping going too. Well, on that note, thank you so much for chatting with us today. There's so many, I feel like I've gone away ready to book my pause.
You know, it was, you know, it's a healthy thing to do. Absolutely. Book it. And you won't believe what happened after that. I mean, you're going to be full force even more. I promise.
I love it. Well, thank you, Anna, so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to do another one.
Thank you for tuning into this conversation. We will have a brand new one on a brand new topic every Monday. If you were intrigued by anything in our conversation, we encourage you to talk about it. Tell a friend, post on social media, take action in your very own way. Subscribe to get the newest episode at your fingertips as soon as it drops. Until next time, check out Style Canada, a disruptor in the media for its community of inquisitive style seekers. You can find us at style.ca or on social media. Just like this podcast, Style Canada is not just about style. It's about living a lifestyle that leaves people open to evolution and opportunity. This episode was hosted by Elise Gasparino. The music credit goes to Raspberry Music, and it was brought to you by Style Canada.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.